Spillo restructured away. After a half-successful impersonation, Spillo slumps on the National Arts Club's steps beside a locked park glared at by small dogs with better prospects. Vinegar-veined and mouthing sour oaths of wrath, his older, ill-starred self stalks the park's gate, too fast for his diabetic dimensions and ill-fitting clothes, accusing all who belong there of cowardice. Morning brings supplication forms and questionnaires until his own name degenerates to gibberish. Afternoon finds him a bull applying at china shops, thumbing numbly through waiting room copies of This Week in Humility and This Week in Humiliation. Afternoon finds him lying to hiring managers. I have cultivated a powerful empathy for the monsters of the age, and explaining, I didn't make the world, carefully admitting that the world didn't entirely make him. And angrily demanding a reason why the international telecommunications company is not a caring human being, he learns what he should have known all along. In the early evening, men, now calm with age, buy Spillo dinner and assure him that all his labor has been in service to a mirage, and return him to the youthful habits of poverty, scribbling on cartons of Chinese food, leaning among the sleepers and leaners of the subway. Empty weeks exacerbate the undertow, and summer becomes pregnant with possibility, the way a 13-year-old girl smoking cigarettes outside a gas station at midnight is pregnant.